One thing that did seem clear was Brautigan's talent as a facilitator, a psychic who was not just powerful by himself, but was able to up the abilities of others just by being near them. Finley's thoughts, ordinarily unreadable even to breakers, now burned in Pimley's mind like neon. Finley, he is extraordinary. Pimley, and so far as we know, unique. Have you seen the thing? Image, eyes growing and shrinking, growing and shrinking. Finley, yes. Do you know what causes it? Pimley, not at all. Nor care, dear Finley, nor care. That old? Image, an elderly mongrel with burdocks in his matted fur, limping along on three legs. Has almost finished his work, almost time to... Image, a gun, one of the Hume guards' berettas, against the side of the old mongrel's head. Three stories below them, the subject of their conversation picked up a newspaper. The newspapers were all old now, old like Brautigan himself, years out of date. Sat in a leather-upholstered club chair so voluminous it seemed almost to swallow him and appeared to read. Pimley felt the psychic force rising past them and through them, to the skylight and through that too, rising to the beam that ran directly above Algol, working against it, chipping and eroding and rubbing relentlessly against the grain, eating holes in the magic, working patiently to put out the eyes of the bear, to crack the shell of the turtle, to break the beam which ran from Shardik to Maturin, to topple the dark tower which stood between. Pimley turned to his companion and wasn't surprised to realize he could now see the cunning little teeth in the Tego's weasel head. Smiling at last. Nor was he surprised to realize he could read the black eyes. Tahin, under ordinary circumstances, could send and receive some very simple mental communication, but not be progged.